49, Thursday, sunny with a high 76.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And you can always find me on all areas of social media. And please go to my Facebook page and give me a big like on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. How you doing, AJ?
I'm fine. How about it? Nice weather out there.
It's great.
And you actually have a guest, a live guest in the studio. That's got to be a good trend.
Yes. They gave me the okay for one person. And so I thought it would be proper to have our sponsor from Future Home Loans. We have Ryan Proffitt with two F's and two T's.
Thank you. It's good to see everyone.
Yes. Glad to have you back.
Yes.
Glad to have you back.
It's been a little while. And it's good to be back in studio.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's just great to see another human and actually have a conversation, even though we're a great distance from each other. It's just nice because it's been challenging. You know, it's funny. I've had a positive attitude throughout this whole ordeal until the last 2 weeks. It's like that last part of that marathon. And you got, you know, just a mile left, or you've got, you know, a half a mile left to your run, and you're going, oh my God, you're trying to push yourself to the end, because the last 2 weeks have been difficult. They really have.
Yeah, it's been starting to wear on you, isn't it?
Yes. It's like, I just want out of my house.
Well, I guess people have been getting out. Of course, the beach, now they can do anything. They can finally go out and get a tan if you want to. You can bring your beach blanket.
Yes.
And the Blue Angels are going to fly by on Friday morning all around Greater Jacksonville. You know, the Blue Angels.
Oh, do we know what time?
About 11:40 in the morning. It's going to take about 20 minutes or so. They're going to fly up and around the Green Cove and up and down the coast and around. So most of us will get to see it.
Well, cool. I'll have to go down to the beach.
That's awesome.
At that time, yeah, to take a peek at that.
Yeah, that'll be.
Our beaches are open.
And they're celebrating all our medical heroes.
Of course.
That's why they're doing that.
Yes, our medical heroes, our first responders.
First responders.
Everybody.
People at the grocery stores.
Oh my God, they're awesome.
I mean, they've been right there, right there, and you know, and some of them without masks until that became more prevalent.
Exactly. So, yep.
Wow.
God bless all of them for sure. And to all the moms out there and dads out there that have their kids, I know that Mama Proffitt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Mom's Day is coming up.
Oh, it's huge. Yes. It's enormous. And it's coming next.
Oh, what?
Yes. Yes. You better
Sunday. Keep Mama happy.
You better keep her happy, because how many kids do you have at home?
Four. Four kids at home. So, yeah, it's definitely been challenging at times, managing the homeschooling, the kids, everybody stay at home and working. So it's a big week. It's Teachers Appreciation Week this week as well. So we also got Mother's Day on Sunday. So definitely a lot of thanks and praises. All, you know, I ask what she wants to do, and she just wants some peace and quiet. So
take the kids to grandma's.
To grandma's.
Got to keep Mama happy.
Grammy's actually coming to pick the kids up and taking them away for the night. So
there you go.
We're just going to enjoy the peace and quiet for a little while.
Yes, the spas aren't open, but you can make a spa day for her at home.
Yeah, there's a lot of promises that I have made, things I've promised to
Did you
to
ever
buy.
Do this when you in kindergarten, where you made a coupon book for your mom for Mother's Day?
Yeah.
You know, all these little chores you would do. Maybe you need to make her a coupon book.
It's gonna be a big coupon book.
Yes, that's something the kids can do. That was always, my mom always thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Then it goes into the keepsake box, and they never cash them in, so it works out both ways.
My mom cashed it in.
A lot of car washes.
Yes, exactly. Back rubs. You could have a lot of fun with that, but it's going to have to be a spa day at home, I suppose. Yeah, I'm looking forward to, and I'm sure everybody else, I'm going stir crazy. I definitely want the gym open. I'll admit it. I need the gym open.
Yeah, I think that's going to kind of be the next step, hopefully, get the gym open, can get people back into their normal routine. I know it's big for me. I'm in that 5:30 a.m. gym.
I know, that's
group
crazy.
That we have, and it's
I'm usually going to bed.
Yeah, we miss you, kind of miss your friends. You talk in there because you talk to them every day, and your accountability partners, when you don't show up one day, you know, they kind of get on you a little bit.
They do.
Where you been, and you don't
that's
really
what's
have
cool
that.
About the gym, because you may not know their name, but they look at you like, where have you been?
Yeah. So that's
It's pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to that, and the one thing that has been positive is real estate is still moving here in Jacksonville, or I should say in Northeast Florida. It is still moving in a positive direction. So even looking at our numbers, we haven't been in the negative at all. So that's a good thing. How about in the lending world?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I think Jacksonville, North Florida is in its own little pocket. You know, we really weren't directly affected the real estate market as much as some of the other major cities in the national areas that show the overall stats. I saw something this morning that purchase applications already for the month of May are up 11%, which is awesome. So that can tell you that people feeling more comfortable putting their homes back on the market.
11%, that's tremendous.
People are feeling more comfortable going out and you know, looking for homes. The online home shopping has just been crazy. So as soon as they give the green light, there's going to be rapid fire. You know,
yes.
Where people are going to say, all right, now I'm tired of being in this house. Let's buy a new one. And I've already found these 15 houses online since I've been at home for the last 6 weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I might be one of those people. I mean, I've only been in my house a year, but, you know, everybody's been home. So everybody's nitpicking their home, you know. And what you couldn't do at Home Depot, because I know everybody was at Home Depot and Lowe's and Ace, you know, it's just a crack up. You're sitting there going, okay, there's not enough light in here. I need more windows. And, you know, maybe I should sell this house.
I'm like, how long has this four-year light bulb been out? She's like, 11 years. I'm like, well, why haven't we fixed this yet? And then I said, does that rain always come off of the back and land in that flower bed like that? She's like, yeah, it's been like that forever. I'm like, we need a gutter fixed on that. Like, you're not home during all this time, so you don't really pay attention to that stuff.
You got to fix this stuff up. Yeah. Yeah, we've been definitely busy doing and it's everybody in the neighborhood, you know, for the big item pickup. Today was the big item pickup day.
Yep.
We had all kinds of stuff out there, but we're not the only ones. You know, everybody is
spring cleaning already, getting it cleaned up. And
well, everybody knows I redid my front door. The dollar weed is, I'm about 98%. It's almost just about gone. I you know, so I'm going to be feeding my lawn here this week because that dollar weed is about, it's literally almost gone. So I'm glad. In the backyard, I'm going to be laying some sod. So we had to clear everything out from there. And so probably, again, in the next week, I'll be laying the sod in the back. I only have like 3 feet from the fence because everything is pavers.
Yeah.
But I've got a dog, so I have a small area that I'm going to put all grass in it and stuff. So it's getting stuff done. Yeah. Of course, I painted my bedroom, redecorating the bedroom. So all these little things that everybody is doing, and they're all thinking, maybe I should put my house up for sale and get that bigger house or bump up, or my house is too big. Maybe I need to downsize a little bit. But
This yard's too big to take care of. I mean, I'm home and I still can't take care of it.
Maybe sure.
Downsize a little bit. So yeah, those are always good things to kind of self-evaluate being home.
Yes, and all the, you know, animal control and all these places have no dogs because everybody got dogs during this COVID-19, which was awesome. You know, so maybe people need bigger backyards, right?
There you go.
So we're all for it. We are all for people that that adopted an animal. It's awesome. So stay tuned. Come back. We've got more for you here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. We've got Ryan Proffitt here.
He's in the house.
Yes, and we'll have Betty Layton.
Wow.
With Realty Executives.
Super seller.
Top producer.
Mm-hmm.
Award-winning top producer. She is awesome. So stay tuned.
It's all right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate on Talk Radio WBOB.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And please go to my Facebook page and follow me and like it. I would greatly appreciate your support. And my Facebook page is, of course, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And I've got Ryan Profit in the house from Future Home Loans. So tell us more. What does your company, what is like the one thing right now? I know you have so many different programs that you guys offer, but what do you have right now that comes to mind that you want to let people know?
Options. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Future Home Loans is that we have a lot of options. So if you are in the process of looking to buy a home, it's good to speak to somebody who's got a large tool belt who can have a lot of options to help you to try to find that's the best solution for you. If you follow the news or you bank at certain banks around town, you might see that there's been a tightening of some of the lending guidelines due to the whole economy, due to the COVID-19 crisis. Unemployment rates, projected to hit 40 million people unemployed. So there's a lot of that factors that go into lending in the housing market. And there's a lot of information that's been publicized about you know, some of these lenders and banks tightening up on their credit score requirements, tightening up on the down payment requirements, tightening up on the debt to income ratios on how much they're letting people afford, because they're concerned that they might one day, you know, have a cut in their hours or lose their income or anything like that. So it's good to have a lot of options. So we have a large number of lenders that we work with. So we have over 100 different programs that we can go to, so we can find, you know, the best solution for you.
That's great. And what kind of programs do you have for our veterans?
Awesome. I mean, we offer the VA loans. We still go down to a 620 credit score on the VA loans, which is great.
That
helps
is.
A lot of veterans, especially in being this is a veteran town. We're veteran owned. We have three veterans that work for us. So we love to support our veterans. We offer a no lending fee VA loan as well, so we don't charge any fees on our side for the mortgage. So it's something that's really awesome. And we do a lot of VA loans. We kind of got it down for those clients.
I'm sure. And you know, being that we are have a base here, several of them, it's nice that you guys do offer some special programs for them.
Yeah, we do a lot of, we got a couple guys that work with us, the two Navy vets, and they go to a lot of the veteran events around town. So that would be somebody good we could probably have in here, and you could speak with them as well. And they can tell you they're very engaged in the community with the type of social events they go to and giving back, and we sponsor a lot of the stuff for the military. So excited, like AJ said, the Blue Angels are coming on Friday.
I know.
At 11:40 with the flyby. So well, our office is down there in 11th Street North in Jacks Beach, so we'll be able to pop outside and take a look
definitely.
At it. And you know, we encourage everybody to get out there and
maybe I'll
enjoy.
Stop by.
Yeah, come on by.
We haven't been to your office. Maybe
we're right when you passed Salt Life Mellow Mushroom right there on the corner. So
gotcha. That's a perfect location.
Yeah. As soon as everything gets opened back up fully, you know, full blown.
Yes. A lot of restaurants did not open up because it wasn't worth, they can only have 25% of people inside, and it just wasn't cost effective for them.
We did a lot, and something that made me really proud of Future Home Loans is that we did a lot to support those local restaurants around town. We gave over $6,000 in local gift cards out to individuals from those restaurants during the whole COVID crisis.
That's great.
And we tried to every day order lunch from one of our local partners that we went there just to help show them support. And they really stepped their game up, to be honest with you. I was always not a big fan of to-go food because I always thought, okay, it's not going to be the same.
It's a little soggy.
Soggy, or how long has that one been sitting there type thing. But man, it's almost better. Like I prefer kind of now just getting it to go.
And, I know. We're going to have to retrain ourselves and we can stay.
Yeah. So I went to, down in Jack's Beach for lunch today to Angie's, Grom, and they said that for here to go. And I was like, wow, I haven't heard that in 8 weeks. That's kind of weird.
Exactly. Well, if you have questions, for Ryan, give us a call here, 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. We've got a few numbers to go over with you, positive numbers, because it looks like year to date, we are doing well. We're still in the positive from this time last year. So we haven't felt the average days on market right now. We're 72 days, and we have the medium sales price is for March. Now, this is for March for 2020 is $243,635. I'm sorry. And the average home price for the month of March is $287,210. So we're still in the positive. I think, though, in a couple months, we're going to see the numbers kind of drop a little bit because there has been a little bit of a slowdown. Even though we're in the positive, people need to remember that prior to this, we were kind of slow. We were trying to get people to list their homes to begin with. So we did have some people that took their homes off of the market, and what we consider that putting it under withdrawn. And so literally when the rumor was that we were going to semi-open here in May, we did notice that a lot of those homes were going back on the market. It was like all of a sudden there's, you know, 150 homes back on the market. It's like, wow. So, yeah, we're seeing homes coming back on the market that were on hold, which is positive. And we really still need more listings. I am, you know, seriously, we need listings. We have the buyers. And right now things are going, it's almost a bidding war.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a chain reaction that we're going to see here with having this kind of break in between the purchase season where we're ramping up now. And once we come through the backside of this and everybody's safe and, you know, back to work and the economy's back open, you're going to see people start to list their homes, and that's going to get the inventory up. And then, as you know, you've been doing this a long time. That's just that domino effect. You know, you sell your home, I love your home, then boom, I'm selling my home, you love my home, and then and off to the races. So
yeah, and right now I've got a lot of people from out of state. I've got three deals right now, and they're all from out of state. I got one from New York. I think it's Philadelphia and Washington State.
Yeah, I saw something that in the just the Jacks Beach, Beaches corridor area that they had 144 listings already pop up this month just out there. So you can say people, you know, they've been in their home a long time, and maybe they didn't do the painting of the room like you did, or put the grass in the backyard, and they said, sell this puppy, we're moving somewhere else.
Yes.
Or they're tired of the all the beach cruisers driving by all day long, and they're just like, we got to go. Or maybe they want to move out there, and they want to check out the beach cruisers, and they want to ride around to the beach and see what's going on. So it's definitely a lot of action, I think, we're going to come. We're going to see a lot in the last part here of the year where, you know, we're going to be getting the same amount of volume, just going to be in a short amount of time. The forecast for the amount of mortgage volume, they've only, I think, brought it down 6.4% for the year. So you can just kind of do the math and say, hey, we're going to be crushed. So this might be the last time you see me until November.
You're going to be really busy.
Yeah.
I'll be calling you. No, I can't talk.
We got any questions yet, AJ? Anybody called in?
We haven't even heard from Betty yet.
Oh, okay.
You know, she'll be here in a few minutes. Nothing.
She will.
But, you know, you can call in, guys. What's that number, Anita?
It is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And if you would like to chat with me about listing your home or purchasing a bigger or smaller home or a new home, you can always reach me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. We'll give you top-notch service, and of course, we'll hand you over to Ryan Profit for a loan.
We'll take good care of you.
Yes, for sure. You know what's interesting, and we're going to talk about this on another show here in the next couple weeks, is who's really felt a lot of COVID-19 is commercial real estate. You got to remember all these businesses that closed down. Our commercial real estate is going to hurt big time. And so we even saw deals like Steinmart was selling. They actually had a contract, and that person who was going to, that company that was going to buy the Steinmart company withdrew. And so it's going to be interesting to see, and I'm hoping that we can get Mr. Downtown to come on the radio shows to talk about what's going on with the downtown commercial real estate and how is this going to impact. And we're going to see a lot of people end up, instead of paying rent, they're going to end up doing these kind of like where I moved to. It's like a common workspace.
Yeah.
I think that's going to really take off huge. And so we're going to talk about that probably next week or the week after on the show. And which is going to be an important topic out there for all these business people, including myself. It gives people options out there.
Good, right? To have options. Good to have options.
You have to. And we have Betty Layton.
She's standing by.
Yes. You guys need to hear what Betty has to say about the market and how her business is going. So stay tuned. And give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. I'm in the house with Ryan Profit.
All right, we'll
be
back.
Two F's and two T's.
Future's bright.
All right, very good. Ryan and Anita standing by, as well as Betty. And your questions are waiting, too, on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The outlines are emerging on Capitol Hill for a Democratic-driven bill to aid states and local governments, the Postal Service, and boost contact tracing to track the coronavirus. Democratic leaders promised that the House will deliver the legislation to again respond to the COVID-19 crisis as early as next week. In the Republican-controlled Senate, Republicans face internal divisions over spending and how ambitious to be in the upcoming round to respond to Depression-era jobless levels. Congressman Steny Hoyer, the number two House Democrat, said Wednesday the measure would bail out the Postal Service, contain funding for absentee voting this fall, and other priorities like advanced tracing to monitor the virus as states try to open up. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 218 points, but the NASDAQ rose 45, the S&P declined 20. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. It was designed as a takeout tailgate party, but when it became a typical tailgate party, police shut it down. It happened yesterday on San Jose Boulevard in Jacksonville. Staff and patrons at the taco place that was hosting it got a warning about social distancing, but many in the crowd stayed close together, so the event was called off. The restaurant was allowed to stay open, though. What are you not allowed to do at the beach? Nothing. Yesterday, Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry said that starting today, all virus-related restrictions will be lifted at all beaches in Duval County. Out of 1,084 cases, 26 people in Duval County have died as a result of coronavirus. Throughout the state, there are over 37,000 cases and have been more than 1,400 deaths. The virus is now affecting airport construction in Jacksonville. The work that had been going on at the B concourse at the airport's been stopped, and there's no word on when it might restart. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Traffic improving on I-10 westbound west of the 295 West Beltway following an earlier accident involving a big rig, but there's still a few problems. There's an accident I-10 westbound before Chafee Road, also another accident I-10 westbound at the ramp to the Cecil Commerce Center, and there's another crash on I-95 northbound at the ramp from Old St. Augustine Road. Mostly clear and cool tonight with a low 49. Thursday, sunny with a high 76.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
In uncertain times like these, you need a medical team you can count on. Island Doctors will be the last to close our doors and the first to open them during difficult times like now. We've always been there for you when you needed us most. For nearly 30 years, now with 50 Florida locations, through sickness and in health, in hurricanes and now in the Wuhan corona crisis, our patients are family. Come join us. I'm Dr. Roy Hinman.
From all of us at Island Doctors, welcome home.
Hey, it's Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Join us tomorrow morning, Thursday, Talk Radio WBOB, 6 to 9 a.m. for the morning show. One hair salon owner, which is making nationwide news, says, I am defying an ordinance that sits back and says, I'm not going to stay shut down because of a hair salon. But the question is, are more people going to defy these orders, Roger?
I don't think so, because things are beginning to open up now.
We'll see what happens. A lot more of this discussion coming up tomorrow morning, Thursday, 6 to 9 a.m. Ed and Roger, right here, Talk Radio WBOB.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Betty Layton on the line. Betty.
Hello. Hello, hello. Thank you for having me today.
Yes. Top producer, Betty Layton. You know, it's funny. We had to do our awards banquet via
Zoom call.
Zoom. Virtual. Yeah.
Virtual. Yeah.
Via Zoom.
Zoom.
Couldn't think of the name. And so we had our awards banquet that way. So it was funny because Betty's name kept getting Betty Layton. And then I get the package in the mail with and I'm going, God, this is a big package.
And then Donna made, oh, this is all of Betty's plaques and trophies and
there
stuff.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. So how are you doing, Betty?
I'm doing well. It's busy. Busy. You know, one thing I wanted to kind of make clear to everyone here in Jacksonville is that, you know, there's some perception that the real estate market is down. The economy's down because of this pandemic and because of stay-at-home orders and this and the other. But being a real estate agent and being on the front line, that is far from the truth. You know, I go out really daily. I have many buyers. We go out daily. And just an example, 2 weeks ago, I brought some buyers out, and we looked at two homes. When I left to take them out, those homes were still available for sale. I made my appointment. They were vacant, so there was no concern about, you know, the homeowners there. I'll get to that in a minute. So they were vacant homes. We went on in there, and when I got back to the house, they said, okay, Betty, we want you to submit an offer on this property. So I went back home, and I go to start writing up the contract, and I look at the house on my system, and it's under contract. So I look at the other house that we went to look at, and it was under contract. So it's just absolutely crazy. I mean, this market we're in surely seems like a seller's market. We have low inventory, many buyers, and the houses are flying off the market. It is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
So just for anyone fearing that the economy is not doing well in Jacksonville, I have to say it's doing very well.
Well, yeah, you know, it's the number one destination to move to is Florida, and I think Jacksonville was number four. So we still have a strong economy here. This is a small little bump in the road for us, and we were low on inventory to begin with, and so we need people that if you're thinking about selling or, you know, if you're not sure how your income is going to be, and I'd rather you guys save your credit score and let's get you out of your house so you can turn around and purchase a home when you're ready to, versus if you just put your head in the sand and don't address it, then you're going to have a low credit score and not be able to buy for 2 years. So,
right. And I'm sure Ryan today hit on interest rates. And you know, they are good.
Yeah, they're still great. Yes, absolutely.
They are, and I think there are many buyers that are taking advantage of that. And you know, the economy's opening back up here in Florida. Our governors and mayors are really working well together and allowing people to go back to work and taking it steps at a time. But it's going to happen sooner than later. And I think we'll be right back on track. Economy's going to continue to go up as it was the past 3 years. And real estate won't change. I think people fear that it may be what it was back in 07 and 08. But
oh, yeah, not even.
A whole different circumstance. You
completely
know?
Different, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if anybody out there has questions about, you know, if you wonder, well, how can I sell my house if I don't want someone to go to walk into it? There are different, you know, we have come up through Northeast Florida Association of Realtors and through some other entities of how we can do things as realtors to sell your home. So if you guys have any questions about that as well, you know, we can definitely answer that because there are ways. People are putting in offers on homes by just looking at a virtual tour and not even going to the home. So, you know, we have a lot of different, not avenues, but tools we can use.
Sure.
To do that. So if someone is ready to sell, they don't have to fear someone coming in their home and maybe spreading some germs. We have ways around it now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And two, you know, we're keeping up with our training. You know, it seems like our business right away stepped up to the plate and says, okay, now we're going to have to do training via Zoom and do all these classes online. And so we're all kind of staying up to date with everything. They were right on target getting information out to us, the Association of Realtors, about how to handle this time frame with COVID-19. And, you know, how to take precautions and whatnot. We were essential, and we are still essential, and so we're trying to keep the market in a positive versus a negative. So, you know, the governor says, get out there and work, sell some homes. Let's keep this marketplace moving, and which we appreciate. And I think before we know it, we're all going to be back to work real soon here. Hopefully phase two. I'm not sure. AJ, do you know when phase two is?
Yeah, it's right after phase one. No, I think within the next couple of weeks that'll happen. That's my wild prediction. But I think that's about it. Maybe next 14 days.
That would be awesome. So,
right.
You know, I think we're definitely on the right track. And Betty, out of all three of our offices, was the number one realtor in Northeast Florida, from Palm Coast all the way up to the border of Georgia. So we appreciate your hard work. She did over 40 transactions.
I did, yes. It was a busy year. It was. It was great. I just enjoyed it. I just love my customers. They make my job a lot of fun, and it's just something I truly enjoy.
Yeah, you're definitely passionate about what you do, and it shows through your work and with your clients. And well, tell us a little bit about your background, Betty.
Well, way back when, I was an air traffic controller. I went to school. Gosh, it was back in 1990. I went to air traffic control school, had to take a test, this, that, and the other, had to pass that. And then I went to Oklahoma City. And I will tell you, I was in Oklahoma City in January through March. And so I got to encounter some sirens going off for those tornadoes. It was no fun. But that being said, I was an air traffic controller for 23 years. And then I had the option to retire, so I did. And when I got out, I was homeschooling my kids. I've got two children. I married my husband. I met him out there out in Hilliard at the control center. And we had two children, my daughter and son. And when I retired, I decided I was going to homeschool them just because of where we were. And anyway, it just didn't work out in the school system. So I homeschooled them. It was great. It was a great experience. And so it got me the opportunity to get into real estate. So I got into real estate back about 6 years ago, as a matter of fact, and been kind of going ever since. So it's been great, but I love my career. It was just it was different every day, talking to the pilots, and it was a lot of fun.
Part of your success has to do with your prior job. It's like mine, being in law enforcement and being a police officer. We're very structured. We know how to listen. We know how to follow the rules. We know how to take it in and how to respond. And we don't panic when there's, when something doesn't go right. You know,
right.
We're problem solvers. And
you have to pay attention to detail, no doubt. You know.
Yes.
And always above that level. You always had to stay high intensity because you just couldn't let your guard down. And that's how it was. I know as a cop, that's how they are all the time. But
right.
As air traffic controller, it was the same way. You know, you had to make sure that you knew where these guys were going, and they listened to you when you gave them an instruction.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
But it was fun.
A lot of discipline, and I think a lot of it is that added to why you are successful. You were very open minded when you came to me brand new. I mean, you were open-minded. It's like, I want to learn this. Tell me what I need to know. And, you know, if we told you to knock on 100 doors, you would knock on 110 doors. I mean, you were ready to rock and roll. And that's one thing that I appreciate and admire about you. And stay with us, Betty, because we're going to chat with you just a little bit longer and talk about, what does Betty like to do on her time off? She's awesome.
So you have more probing questions.
We do. We do with Betty. And we've got Ryan Proffitt. He's awesome with Future Home Loans here in the house. So stay tuned. If you have questions for us, 904-831-0600. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You sure are. And of course, once again, that number to call if you have any questions, 904-831-0600. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate on Talk Radio WBOB. Right back in just a couple.
an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Kathleen on the line. Kathleen, how can we help you?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi. I just am kind of frustrated because I finally found a house recently, but it took like 30 viewings or so because so many of the homes are so cluttered and dirty. And my question is this. I know a few are for sale by owner, but most of them that I saw were not. And I don't know why the real estate, whoever trains realtors, don't give them a few classes in telling people how to stage their home and declutter and clean it. because it's such a turnoff.
That really is a pet peeve of mine, Kathleen. You hit it right on the nail there, because I have the same complaint, you know, and that's why when we take a listing at Realty Executives, we usually don't put it on the market right away. We prep our homes.
I know you do, but my question is, when people take the real estate class and become a realtor, why don't they make part of that class a very important aspect of it? You must make your client clean and stage and declutter their home. I don't understand that. They don't even insist on
I agree.
Cleaning.
Yes, totally agree. And, you know, I think they do mention it. I've been out of the real estate school for obviously a long time, but I think they do mention it. And I think for a lot of realtors, I think they just don't feel comfortable. I don't have an issue letting people know that we need to clean it up. A lot of times we pay for a house cleaner to come in and to take care of the home. And I know.
Well, you're a good realtor then. See, I feel like those others are wasting my time if I'm not going to be told those things. We need the professional opinions, and they ought to, you know, have a little gumption to be honest. That's
right.
Where I am with it.
Exactly, because, I mean, that's why we're getting paid. That's why people are hiring us. You know, they want
right.
to know, what can I do to sell my home? What do I need to do to sell my home? And I know Betty Layton, who's on the line right now as well. I mean, I trained Betty, and we're very good at letting people know.
When I take a listing, that's the first thing we do. We sit down, we go over everything, and I tell them what their expectations are or what my expectations are of them to sell their home at top dollar. And we have that discussion. As a matter of fact, I have a listing coming up, and she had a lot to do, but she's been spending the past 4 months getting it prepared to sell. Sometimes it takes a while, but if they don't understand, not only could they be leaving a lot of money on the table, but they can also be sitting on their house for 6-8 months because it doesn't sell, and you try to tell them time and time again why.
How do you educate the rest of those realtors? Because I feel like I wasted several weeks looking at homes that obviously these realtors are not doing that. And I was wondering, does anybody write like a monthly newsletter to realtors, tell them get the home clean? That's what I wish.
Well,
A lot of time at homes that weren't like that.
Yeah,
right.
It's hard, but yes, I'll definitely remind them. That's for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much, Kathleen. We appreciate
thank you. Thank you. Okay,
but,
bye.
Yeah, I know that's always been a pet peeve. That's why on my intro, it's like the house has got to smell good. It's got to.
Uh-huh.
Because guess what? If it doesn't, that's like taking $5,000 to $10,000 off of the price right there. Boom. If you guys can't declutter
yeah.
and you can't keep it clean, they want to vision them living in that home. And it's got to be decluttered. It's got to look good. And it's got to smell good. It's in the intro. I mean, it's pretty basic. If you want more money, that's
yep.
how you do it. It's your house has to look good from the curb all the way into the bathrooms, everything. It's got to be spotless.
There's no lie about the statement. First impressions mean everything. And it truly does.
It does. In our business, it's money in your pocket. And so your house might look good. And then we come in and we don't want people to get offended. You know, we'll bring in a house cleaner and they're going, well, my house looks clean. It does. But we're going to do the white glove treatment. And because people, they're going to open everything up. They're going to look. And if it's too cluttered, let's get a pod. Let's put things, you're going to have to pack up and go anyway. So let's get you packed up.
Yeah.
So we really don't put our homes on the market right away unless it's ready. And, but usually they're not. You know, we want them to feed the grass. We want them, you know, there's always something, a little something to do. And again, it's money in your pocket. Right, Betty?
Absolutely. Yeah, I tell them all the time, you know, they say, what can I get for my house? Like, well, it depends on how you want to present it. There's, you know, you can get this much or you can get that much. It just depends. If you take my advice, then we can get you top dollar. And
exactly.
And a lot of times you'll take my advice.
And in fact, you and I just went on a listing that was, they have quite a bit of furniture in it, and it was like, okay, well, if you want to leave it like it is, this is what the price is. And
exactly.
I think we took $10,000 off of the price.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. From what we were originally going to list it at. Yep.
Absolutely, because you can't move in the house. It's like,
no.
We're selling real estate, so you need to declutter so people can see the real estate, because it's going to be more money in your pocket. So we're, on that one, we're going to hold off a little bit and get that pod and put some things away so things it looks like it should.
A brand new house, exactly.
Because mm-hmm. Right. It's not an old house. It's a great, great home. So,
yeah, great home.
But we want to show the home to them, not all the cabinets and things. So,
right. Yeah, we don't want to show all the personal belongings. We want to show the actual house and the features of it.
Yes.
And that's what the goal is.
Less is more. Less is more. And it's going to put more money in your pocket. And our goal is always for our clients to get them as much money as we possibly can in their pocket. So they're happy. Well, Betty, how can people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me at blayton@anitahiles.com, my email, or they can give me a call at 904-838-8743. And I answer my phone all the time.
She does.
If I don't answer it, I'll call within 30 seconds, literally.
Yep.
So, yeah, 904-838-8743.
And when Betty's not working, you might see her down at the beach. She's got a motorized bicycle, and she is probably on it right now.
No, well, not quite. But, yeah, I just bought us a new little toy, and it is so much fun. It is the bomb. Oh, my gosh. It's awesome.
That's great. Well, you and Lon, go have a good time on your bike ride. I appreciate you calling in, and thank you for all your hard work, Betty. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Right, thank you. I appreciate you, and we'll talk soon.
All righty.
Bye.
And Ryan Profit, two F's and two T's. That's right. And how can people get a hold of you at Future Home Loans?
You can go to our website at future.loans. You can call me directly anytime as well at 904-887-7926. And just like Betty, we answer our phones nonstop all the time. That's what we do. We're here for you to answer that phone, or you can email me at rprofit@future.loans as well. So I appreciate being in the studio. Thank you for having us on the show.
And that's Profit with two F's and two T's. And if you like to sell your home or you need to purchase a home, give me a call at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. We'd love to sit and chat with you and work together to get your home sold or to find your dream home. And you've been listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And we'll see you next Wednesday. And don't forget
I sure hope so.
Yes. And don't forget to start each morning with Ed Dean at 0600 Superman.
That's right. Mr. Superman will be here. No doubt about that. So things loosening up. Good to have Ryan in the studio, our first guest post this lockdown.
I know.
Stay at home is kind of relaxing. But when you're out, remember, guys, you got to still be very vigilant against this invisible enemy we got going.
That's right.
So keep
Let's
that
follow.
Social distancing up.
Let's
don't
follow.
Don't lose sight of that.
We need to follow the rules.
That's right.
It's pretty simple.
Now, and keep that house clean.
Yes.